This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Lucas, the Agriculture Department raised its latest milk production forecasts.
Yeah, it was an interesting number to see, but I think in general, the consensus is that milk production might be a little bit stronger than normal here this fall and into next year. Dairy farmers seen pretty decent prices over the past few months. Input costs remain high as well, stressing farmer margins. But regardless of that stress, I think slight profitability has been seen on dairy farms in at least most regions of the country. We've seen the herd size kind of climb over the past several months. And into September, we expect that milk cows will finally be higher versus prior year levels. That's supportive to milk production in the coming months, in addition to the yield gains.
Lucas Fee is Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
With Gerald Miner, who is Chief of the Pittsfield Fire Department, what are some of the things you're focusing on this time of year when it comes to farm safety?
Silo gas. We are in silo gas season right now. Corn is being chopped, hay is being chopped. Doesn't matter what product you put in a silo or in a bunker. If it's a plant product, it has nitrogen in it. When you store it, it goes through a natural fermentation process, and silo gas is the result of that process. Assume it's there. The safe window is 3 to 4 weeks. After that, it should be dissipated. However, if you have to go back in that silo again, I would run that silo filler, that blower, for at least a half hour to dissipate any fumes that might be out.
Wednesday.
Investing off the farm.
Everyone should have a good understanding of what their baseline is and where they sit currently. And I don't mean from an investment standpoint. You know, the easiest way for me to explain it is everybody has some form of financial junk drawer. You know, I have this account over here and I have this CD over here. And once upon a time, I had this investment. I don't know if it's still around. And really allowing people to take a few minutes aside from just the once a year when their banker calls them and says, I need a PFS, to really understand where everything is from an asset and liability standpoint. The easiest way to explain it is the assets minus the liabilities leaves you with your net worth. If you look at decisions and financial decisions much more broadly, it makes things much more clear when you look at it this way, because if you have X amount of liquid asset to be able to deploy to help increase your net worth, it might not always be throwing it at a new investment. Sometimes it might be helping reduce the right side of the balance sheet.
Comments from PJ Madsen, Senior VP of Wealth Management at Nicolet National Bank.
Thursday.
More farmers will be able to stay on the farm and continue farming thanks to help from USDA funded by the Inflation Reduction Act. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack with a brief summary of some of the help being given to financially distressed producers.
The star of the show here, the person that really matters, is the farmer, and keeping that farmer, him or her, on the land so that he or she can take care of her family and their community. There are literally thousands of producers out there. They're going to be able to breathe a little easier. They're going to have a lot less stress because of this effort, and they're going to know that USDA is going to try to work with them, not against them. And I think that's an important message. We're talking about roughly $1.3 billion of assistance from the $3.1 billion that was afforded by the Inflation Reduction Act. Roughly going to help somewhere between 34 and 35,000 borrowers get to a better place.
Friday.
Our focus today will be an update on CNCPS version 7. This, of course, is the Cornell Ration Modeling Program used around the world by a number of nutritionists and consultants. Recently, Mike Van Amberg, who really champions this effort, gave us a quick webinar on what to expect in the future. We're expecting this to be released sometime in late 2022 and early 2023. It is not equal to NOMS. Just be aware of that. So they have different equations and different inputs. So you will get slightly different answers depending on which model you use, of the Cornell model or of the NASM model. So our take-home messages include CPM program is not NASM. There are some differences there. The new release we mentioned should be coming out in 2023, and hopefully you can look at all the various calculations as well.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.